Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. It is becoming one of the perennial personal finance blogs out there, thanks to you, yeah. Tammy.
Well, thanks to everybody. I mean, you know, we have Derek and
our whole team, our staff is actually putting a lot into that.
We are.
And on Facebook, we are getting a lot of people following us on there because you can follow the blog on there and a lot of other things that we post. Mm-hmm. Search Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. We're at almost 3,000 fans. We want to get pushed over that $3,000 number.
That's right. So we also have our podcast thing going.
Yeah, the podcast is awesome. I can't believe how many thousands of downloads we're getting on iTunes and Google Play. Go on there, search for Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman, and start subscribing to that podcast.
That's
pretty cool.
You can always listen.
Well, I am joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman.
Here we are, another Sunday.
Another Sunday. It's great to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking about trying to take a family vacation, and you and I always go on, you know, a few trips every year. Vacations are really important to us, and our family's so big. And for those that don't know, we have 8 kids plus a grandkid. And when you get a family this big, it's pretty tough to take the entire family on vacation, right, Tammy?
It is, because each of the older children have spouses or a spouse and partners and all that kind of stuff. So we're wanting to take them too. So then you just keep adding the numbers up.
and they can't all afford to go themselves. So if we want them to go, then we may have to support for it.
Right.
So we thought it was actually a good topic this time of year to start talking about, if you're going to take a summer vacation, how to start saving for that summer vacation now so that you're actually prepared for it. Because the one thing we don't want to see you do is
charge.
Well, yeah, you don't change any spending habits, and all of a sudden, you know, you didn't budget for it, but you take that vacation anyway, and you just go into the hole to do it. That's not what we want.
And you don't want to do it whenever you're closing a mortgage with you.
Yeah, do not run up the debt at that point.
That's right.
Or your loan may not close.
Wait until after.
Well, it's interesting because I saw a study from U.S. Travel Association that said 55% of Americans didn't take all their paid vacation last year, which I thought was...
That's interesting.
Yeah, it definitely is interesting. And there were a bunch of work reasons why people didn't take it. Like 37% of workers feared that returning to a mountain of work just wasn't worth it. And 30% of respondents said that no one else could do their job in their absence.
Well, we're all replaceable. Maybe the fear.
Who wants to host the show next week?
That's right. Well, I think, I mean, those are definitely concerns I think people do have. I think I kind of fell in the, I'd have to come back to work, because I was the person that handled everybody's work while they were gone, but no one handled mine. So,
well, and we can't solve those work-based problems.
No.
But the financial problems we can. 30% of respondents said that they don't all take their paid vacation days because they can't afford to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that we're going to address right now.
It's true. And I want to come from the space of that it doesn't always have to be an expensive vacation. It can be, like, last year I planned a camping trip. It cost me a whopping $36 for the campsites. I got 3 of them. And, you know, I did go overboard on preparing the meals. That was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. We're on a camping trip eating steak.
Yes. So
it was awful nice.
Yeah, it was nice. But, you know, so you can make it cheap. It doesn't have to be expensive. But if in the case that you're wanting to go to the beach and you live in Missouri, it's going to cost you a little bit to get somewhere.
Yeah, you better start planning ahead.
Yeah.
So you start thinking about some of those alternatives, like the camping trip, or is there somebody you know that has a house in Florida that will give it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Lake of the Ozarks. We took the whole family to Lake of the Ozarks on a summer vacation.
Yeah, we did 1 year. Yeah.
And had a free place to stay. So, I mean, we just spent the money when you go out. Now, when you start budgeting for these, you do have to recognize all of the expenses involved. So think about the travel to get to and from. So mm-hmm. if it's driving, you're talking about gas money. If it's plane flights, talking mm-hmm. about flights, whether it's hotel or renting a house. And then your meals. If you're bringing the whole family, what are you going to do for meals? So like we want an all-inclusive, mm-hmm. and you really can hardly even do that in the U.S.
There's really not a whole lot of spots for that, is there?
No, there really isn't, especially good
mom's
ones.
Mom's house.
All right, so let's start talking about some of these strategies to start saving for vacation right now. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about how to start saving for the summer vacation now. So the first thing is to step up the weekly bank transfers. And whether it's weekly or monthly, okay, however often you're making your normal bank transfers into a savings account, you're going to need to step those up and do them more frequently. And when they say weekly, it's really more about every single payday. Mm-hmm. Every time you get paid, making a bank transfer to that account.
Yeah, and there's a couple little tricks also you can do. So let's say you decide you are going to go on a family trip and you think it's going to cost around, let's say, $1,000. If you started now and started saving, you know, $50 a week, that will add up super quick. So you're only a month out. But if it's going to cost you a couple of $1,000, then that just think of it in those small increments first and to kind of build up to the dollar amount that it's going to actually cost you.
Well, and next strategy, and this seems small, but start a change jar. Mm-hmm. If you use cash at all, starting a change jar can be more profitable than you think. I mean, mm-hmm. you're talking a little bit of time and you're going to be earning $5, $10, $20 or more every week. Mm-hmm. And over time, it's going to add up.
It does. I had a small Rubbermaid container in my trunk because I would clean out my seats and my, you know, that wonderful change slot and just put it all in there. And I hit over $30 in that from, you know, a month or two.
All right. So Tammy, this next one is the big one I think is on the list. And that is to make a few temporary lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. And once you make these lifestyle changes, you may decide to continue these changes. So, so some examples of this is just cutting back on the things that you splurge on for at least a few months. So things like the daily stops at the local coffee shop, you know, cooking at home a few extra times every month, or not drinking alcohol quite as much.
That might be going too far.
Yeah, that's a lot to ask.
No, just teasing. No, but seriously, you know, going out and buying those drinks out, I mean, gosh, you know, we've gone out and had a drink, and it's $8 or $10 for one drink. That could go into the vacation fund.
It definitely adds up. Mm-hmm. I mean, those little things that chip away, mm-hmm. and if you can not do them, and I think especially if you focus on dining out and entertainment.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
You're going to pass up those luxuries so you can have the luxury of going on vacation.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So another one is start earning cash on the side. And I call it the money game. It's any time that I'm wanting to make extra few hundred dollars or so, I just call out to my friends and offer services that I can do. And this is a way that you can actually earn some quick money.
Yeah, whatever you can do to earn more money than what you are currently making. We always call it offense versus defense. Offense is how much money you're bringing in, mm-hmm. defense, how much you're letting go out. So those lifestyle changes will help the defense. Mm-hmm. But on the offensive side, you have to find ways to earn more cash.
Right, right.
If you're in commission income, sell a few more deals.
That's right. So another way is to spring clean. And it is getting time. You know, we've had some nice days here.
Not just spring clean. It's not about spring. It's not about spring cleaning.
No, but to sell your stuff.
Right.
That's what I was getting ready to say, is that once, because anytime you do that spring cleaning, it's a rule of thumb, especially for myself, to gather up all the things and purge. And this is a good time and a good way for you to make some money. Hold a garage sale or sell your things online.
Get it on Craigslist, get it on mm-hmm. Facebook's Marketplace. Mm-hmm. So many different ways to do it. There are certain items that are better for eBay, mm-hmm. but get really adept at doing it and you're going to get rid of so much clutter.
Yes. Yep.
Definitely a good way to go.
Yep.
All right. So one of the other things that I'm putting on the list here, Tammy, is to have the family pitch in. There are a lot of families, if they really want to take a vacation, the kids need to help with this fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may need to go out and do a lemonade stand or even if it's just making them feel involved, making them pitch in some way or another. You know, one way we did it is we had a really skimpy Christmas this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we told the kids in advance.
Most of them were fine with it. We had a couple that were like not so happy.
Yeah, a couple weren't too happy about it, but they got over it.
Yeah.
Eventually. They'll certainly get over it if we bring in, if they go on a nice vacation.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So if you want to see some of these savings tips, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and be able to start saving for your summer vacation today. So next, when we return, we're going to be talking about how to buy the perfect home and have no regrets. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.